Hey, it's the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast. And did you guys know we have listeners in Japan, Germany,
wow.
UK, Netherlands,
that's
Italy?
Awesome.
Wait,
those actually all have super hot men, don't they?
I don't know.
Actually, if you're listening in from there, DM me after this, okay?
Okay.
After you hear the full show, right, we're just starting right now.
Brooke, put down the pita bread and tzatziki sauce, because we're not doing our Euro of the week.
Oh,
we're trying to do our Hero of the week.
Can we do both?
Thank you.
I love Euros.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, but the roadkill Euro, it's just not as tasty as the normal
that's true.
Stuff.
Her lamb is still half alive.
I know. Yeah. Someone's got to finally put that thing out of its misery. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
For lunch.
But why is there an eyeball in the Euro?
Today's hero goes to a woman in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Her name is Lori Atwell.
Okay.
Recently, Lori woke up from a restless night's sleep. Mm. And unlike most of us, she remembered her dream right away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when you can actually remember. It's rare.
In it, she was with her brother, 56-year-old David Atwell. And David was stumbling around in the Carolina mountains and came across a bunch of gold.
Ooh, that's a fun dream.
That is fun.
And the dream was so lifelike, so real, she immediately called her brother to tell him about it.
Yeah.
And so what did David do? Of course, on his way to work, he stopped off at the Jiffy Quick on Sloop Avenue, bought a $1 lottery ticket, and wouldn't you know it, matched all five numbers to win $1 million.
Tell me that he split that with his sister.
Here
because
he is,
if he didn't.
At the lottery commission office accepting his giant check.
Oh my God.
David says he credits his sister for prophesizing his big win. And what's he going to do with all the money? He says he plans to give some of it to the church, pay off some bills.
Uh-huh.
No word on if his sister gets
Shut
anything.
Up.
Come on.
Did anybody else
think he was going to go to the mountains and start digging, by the way?
I did, too.
I thought, you got a scratch ticket.
He did better at interpreting what her dream was than I would have.
He's got a shortcut to those millions.
Yeah, smart.
But you know what? Even if the sister doesn't get any money, she has something even better than millions in cash.
What?
Hero of the week status right here on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If he hears this, no, she is.
She is. She prophesized it.
Yes.
So that is something that money can't buy.
Dude, I can't believe he hasn't said he's splitting it with her.
I had a dream last night that Digital Jake got shocked with his own shot caller.
Oh, God, that hasn't happened in so long.
We'd have to get them all right. So the prophecy's been put out there. Digital Jake, good luck.
It's time for all the cool cats and daddy-o's to wave their walkers in the air like they don't have no Medicare. Because we're celebrating Older Americans Month.
I agree.
It's the time when we're encouraged to recognize the elder generations in our country and remember all the important things they brought to the world, like rock and roll and asbestos in the ceiling.
Thanks, old people.
Now, according to Medicare, a senior citizen qualifies as anyone who's 65 or older. However, Social Security benefits start at age 62. But if you're 55, you can visit an Arby's for a senior discount.
Okay, so where are we at? What age?
Put all those numbers together, and we get a median age of 61. So today, we'll be asking you, which celebrities are younger, older, or the exact age of 61
we got it there.
A special FDR-approved shock caller question of the day.
Wow, Jake, I love your brain,
That's
bro.
A good deal.
So again, it's simple. I'll say the name of a famous celebrity, and you tell me, are they younger, older, or exactly 61 years young?
Okay.
Let's start with the woman who's completely bummed when Larry King passed because he was her, quote, ideal mate. That's Alexis.
So close,
Gross.
Alexis.
She loves his suspenders.
So wrinkly.
Alexis, your celebrity is Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Is he older, younger, or exactly 61 years old?
Dang. It's so hard with that whole group because they have so much work done. I can't tell.
Oh,
yeah,
like Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey probably has some Botox, but not.
That's what I'm thinking.
Time.
Yeah, Botox helps.
Is he still on your ideal mates list?
No.
No.
I don't think I can handle that.
Too
humor
funny for you.
Me.
Too silly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's younger though.
Alexis says younger. Jim Carrey is.
Oh,
he is older than 61 years old. He's 62 years old.
Wow.
Oh, I thought younger.
It's a tough game. Alexis is out. Let's go to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your celebrity is Johnny Depp. Is he older, younger, or exactly 61?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, a man who just has not aged well, in my opinion.
No, he looks kind of rough lately.
Yeah.
But he can like, still party like he's 25 years old.
He used to be like a heartthrob. Like, I mean, he's just been around for so long. Remember, he was with Winona Ryder
ago? Nobody remembers in that room.
So listen, he filmed a movie not far from my house, and I feel like I was in elementary school when he did it.
Whoa.
Oh, man, 70s?
Yeah, shut up. And that would have been in the 80s, Jeff.
Oh.
So I think he's older than 61.
I agree.
Brooke says older. Johnny Depp is younger. He's 60. He'll be 61 next month.
He's close.
God.
0 for 2. I'm not getting shocked today. Uh-oh. Let's go over to Jose.
All right.
Jose, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Doesn't matter, Jose. Your celebrity is Steve Carell. Is he older, younger, or exactly 61?
Steve Carell, he looks so young, and he's like timelessly young in my head because of The Office. When
right.
you always rewatch The Office, because that's from 20 years ago.
But now when you rewatch it, it looks like he is a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He has white hair now, but like pepper.
I thought he was old in The Office, and then now I watch it, I'm like, oh, you were young.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like plays like a 50-year-old almost in
yes.
that show.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's the voice of Gru. I think he is older. This is a sneaky question. Exact age is an answer, too.
We've had an older, we've had a younger. Oh! Are you brave enough to say exactly 61?
I am brave, Jake.
Okay.
I'm not brave. I'm going to go older.
Jose says older. Steve Carell is... exactly 61. I tried to help you there, Jose.
You told me brave, and I'm not brave, and then I felt like I was lying.
Jeffrey, we're going to go to you now for this. If you get it wrong, I'm going to have all four of you get shot because I feel like it, and I control the rules.
Okay, old man.
Jeffrey, your celebrity is...
Bernie Sanders.
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Is he older, younger, or exactly 61?
Oh, that's tough because Scientology allows him to be any age that he wants to be.
And he's been drinking young people's blood for a long time, I'm pretty sure.
Right, while declaring his allegiance to Xenu.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Tom Cruise has been around since the early 80s, maybe even before then.
And he's had work done, but...
Do you ever see the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise, where he's like the bartender that throws up all, you know, like, does all the tricks in the bar?
Yeah.
I feel like that was like early 80s.
Okay.
And he had to have been over 21 because he's a bartender in that movie. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, Hollywood's notoriously good at following rules.
What about ages specifically? Age stuff.
I just have to go with the older than 61 guess.
Jeffrey says older. Tom Cruise is... exactly 61. He'll be 62 in July. Months early. That means I've won today's edition of the Shot Caller Question of the Day. So all four of you are going to be getting shot.
All right. Since we're all taking the group shot together, we're going to be singing You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
Okay, ready?
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, I'm on the blue.
Victory tastes good.
Yeah, that's your Shot Caller Question of the Day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A family secret could range from who took the last cookie from the jar.
Wow, a song about that even.
To Brooke's secret brother that no one's allowed to talk about anymore.
Whoa!
I don't have a brother.
Exactly,
yeah, that's what
Brooke.
Say.
Good job. Keep that secret.
I don't think I do. Dad, do you have something to tell me?
She plays it so well. I believe her. But even those don't compare to the enormous secret one of our listeners has been keeping from her family.
Uh-oh.
In fact, her grandma made her promise never to tell anyone. Because if the truth ever came out, it could tear the whole family apart.
Dang.
Which to me sounds great. You know, let's hit the demo button on this thing. But for her, big deal.
Yeah,
and she wants to finally tell someone the truth coming up in a brand new mass speaker. We're going to do it right now.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I had my window open last week and heard a loud scream from outside.
Oh.
It was so visceral, I thought someone got stabbed.
Oh my gosh.
But then I saw my neighbor on his knees staring at the KFC bucket on the ground.
Oh,
no.
Was it Was it empty? Did he drop it?
I haven't told him I witnessed his lowest moment in all of life.
Not the whole bucket.
Oh, yeah. Hard to imagine anybody's life moment could be lower than wasting a 12-piece original.
Not even the Colonel himself.
Come on, 5-second rule. I mean, we all agree on that one, right?
If you have that, though, come here and share your secrets anonymously on the mass speaker. One of our listeners is carrying a giant buck of fried confessions that she wants to spill onto our airwaves. She's choosing to use the fake name Ellen today. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're only allowed if you brought biscuits for everybody.
Yeah.
Those are good. Oh, man. I don't know if I would even get them to the studio. They'd be in my belly.
Yeah. Okay. I like you already.
Ellen.
You're one of us.
The voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
So my grandmother passed away about like 10 years ago.
Oh, that's always hard.
We were really close. And anyway, her most prized possession was this absolutely breathtaking ring. It had like 3 large blue sapphire gems.
God, and you're just hoping she doesn't have a more favorite grandchild than you?
She didn't. No.
Okay.
I mean, this ring, like, it's actually been in my family for generations.
Oh, cool. Whoa, yeah.
It's old.
Yeah, my great-great-great-grandma.
Wow.
She's a lady's maid to a wealthy British woman.
Oh, I don't even know what a lady maid is.
I don't either.
Like, are lady's maids like the Downton Abbey, like the people that help the people in charge of the castles?
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, or like think of like Bridgerton, like the people help them like get dressed and like do their makeup.
Oh, sleep with their husband when they don't want to.
Spread all the gossip.
Yeah,
I know it all.
You mean the tea?
Yeah.
Okay. Your great-great-great-grandma was one of those.
Yeah, she was one of those. Okay. And after like 20 years of very dedicated service, this British duchess gave my great-great-great-grandma this ring as a thank you.
Wow.
The one that your grandma had with the sapphires and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's probably worth like $100 million, maybe $100 billion.
Do you have any idea how much it's worth?
So I've been told it ranges between like $150,000 to $200,000.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So much money.
I mean, but more than anything, it's like a family heirloom. Like, those are priceless. Like, you would be the jerk of the family if you're the one that sold it.
It's a cool story.
Yeah, totally.
It is an amazing story.
Yeah, well, I know, but the plot kind of thickens. So, my grandma, her health was kind of slipping, and my mom and her 3 sisters would constantly, of course, all argue over who should get the ring in the will.
Oh, okay.
It's like an actual episode of Bridgerton now.
I mean, honestly, though.
Literally. Like, this caused unbelievable strife in the family. It was a huge discussion forever, caused a major problem. And my grandma knew this. And she's like, if one of them get it, it's going to tear the entire family apart.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if she can see it soon, like, that quickly, then obviously it's a problem.
Yeah, so what'd she do?
Well, the weeks leading up to her passing, my grandma pulled me to the side, and she handed me the ring with a sealed envelope.
Uh-huh.
What?
And she made me promise, swear, cross my heart not to open it until after she passed, which was, I don't know. It was really weird and sad.
Oh, I've done that to everybody on the show. I've handed each person an
That's
envelope.
That's why we were unaffected when you were telling the story.
And I'm like, someday you're going to need to open this. You'll know when.
Mine's vibrating. By the way.
Mine's sticky.
Don't look inside until it's time. Sorry, but go on.
Did you listen to her? Did you wait?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So inside was a note that said, when her time comes, she wanted me to give the ring to her housekeeper.
Oh my God.
What? Her housekeeper.
Because it's full circle.
So sweet.
Yeah. And that's so deserving. Wow.
So you kept the ring, right? Like, that's the little bit. I mean, that's a $200,000 ring.
That's true. Yeah. It's not like a
But you know what?
Ring.
Like, keeping your family together is worth it for her.
Oh,
and
my God.
And honestly, who's the one that actually probably took care of her in the end?
Yeah. True.
It's the woman that was at her house every day.
Yeah.
I was going to go with Pfizer, but yours is probably better.
He helped my grandma so much during the last 15 years of her life.
Wow.
Really? Like, every day. This woman was dedicated. She was, like, a part of the family. And so, you know, she wanted to keep up the legacy of the ring, you know, that whole story alive, yeah, and wanted to pass it to her. Aww. And my grandma's note said I was the only one that she felt she could really trust to do this favor and actually follow through.
This is
how
so nice.
The Lord of the Rings story started.
Is it?
Like, it was handed me down, and then it's like, only one person must have it, so, and you must keep the secret, and now everybody tried to steal it.
And then one of her aunts is going to be saying, my precious!
Yeah, because it's worth half $1 million, Brooke.
Although, I swear I did see a housekeeper on an episode of Pawn Stars not too long ago. Creepily similar story to this.
Are your mom and your aunt still talking to you after that?
Oh, they have no idea this happened. Are you crazy? That's why I'm on here. No one knows.
Where do they think the ring went?
So there was a lot of uncertainty. They weren't sure, like, did she get buried with it? Did it get lost? Did someone steal it? So it's like the big mystery. And you better believe when we have family get-togethers, it is the topic of conversation.
Wow.
But no one knows.
You're just over there twiddling your thumbs.
Except for me.
Yeah.
Nobody ask me.
Wow.
What a secret to keep for your family. My God.
Yeah, to have you on.
Text in 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today, we call a father who recently signed up to be a volunteer coach for his 9-year-old daughter's soccer team.
Aw, that's great. Good for him.
And apparently, the league's been having trouble finding local sponsors to help fund the jerseys and the equipment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to tell the coach, good news, that's not the case anymore.
Oh, great. Hey.
A big-time corporation has stepped in, along with a possible TV deal.
What?
Whoa.
It's an offer he cannot refuse. At least that's what I tell him. In your phone tab right now.
It's another phone tab. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ben Nelson?
Yes, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben. I'm the program director of the Hills Youth Soccer League.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
My name's Stu. Pidface.
Okay.
Hey, so you're one of the fathers who signed up to be a volunteer coach this year.
Yes. My daughter Olivia is playing. This is her first year.
She
got into the sport, but my older son played it. And when he started off a couple of years back, I volunteered.
Midlife crisis. I get it. No, I've been there.
Kind of, you know, maybe just giving back a little bit.
Well, whatever gets you through the tears, I understand. So,
yeah.
You probably saw the email that went out about a week ago about how our league's looking for sponsors from local businesses to help with the uniforms and the equipment.
The fundraising email, I saw it.
So I'm calling all the coaches to let them know we were unsuccessful at finding any local sponsors.
Ooh. Oh, that's too bad. Well,
I know. We were disappointed, but it actually gave us the opportunity to work with the cable network TLC.
What?
Yeah, somebody had a contact over there, so they're paying for everything.
Are you serious? Really?
Really. It's actually pretty exciting. And they're going to film the season for a new show called The Real Life Kid Karens of Youth Soccer.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah, they want to film a show called The Real Life Kid Karens of Youth Soccer. And they're going to feature you as one of the teams.
Oh. Hey, you got to be joking, right?
No, I'm serious. So, you know, along with you teaching the girls how to play soccer normally, you're also going to be instructing them on how to complain to the parent refs, too.
Oh, no.
Well, that's where the kid Karen part comes in.
You really don't think this is a good idea, right?
This is our only option. It's our best option. They're going to pay for the whole thing.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I get that they're going to pay for it, but no.
I mean, look, the girls are just going to have to ham it up just a little bit. Act a little entitled.
Wait. Okay.
Encourage them to say things like, oh, you're going easy on that other team because they're poor.
Oh. Wait, what?
We live in a better part of town in nicer houses, so we deserve better calls.
Oh. That's terrible.
Just, you know, lines like that, if you could just feed those to the kids.
No. But they're not saying that.
Well, they will, but you could also have them fake an injury.
Oh, come
fall
on.
Fall down on the field. And
no.
Professional soccer players do that all the time.
Yeah. No way. Absolutely. No.
We just need to spice it up. You know, when they stand back up, have them give the middle finger to the crowd.
Oh, my God.
You know, tiny middle finger. It'll be cute.
It would not be cute. These are little girls. You can't be teaching in this kind of stuff.
Remember, they're not just little girls playing soccer. They're real-life kid Karens.
Okay, but they're not little kid Karens, all right? These are good little kids. They just want to learn to play soccer.
Okay, I mean, if you're not willing to do the drama on the field, then I guess we'll have to do some off.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, the cameras are going to be rolling, so maybe have a flirtation between you and one of the other moms.
Yeah. Me? Are you kidding? I'm married.
That's even better. I love a mid-season affair.
What?
The producers of the show will love that.
Do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound right now?
No, not really.
They're paying for the uniforms.
Right.
And in return, you want me to have an affair. You want little girls throwing up the middle finger at refs in the crowd. And
I mean, look, if I'm being honest, the way you just said it, I would totally watch that show.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that
really is disgusting.
Right. That's why it's so great.
I'll pay for the jerseys, okay? I'll cover the sponsor.
You'll pay for it? You'll do that?
Yes, I'll pay for the jerseys as long as I don't have to coach the real-life kid Karens of youth soccer or whatever they're calling.
You know what? Your wife Leanne said you'd cave.
What are you even talking about?
Leanne said that you would totally give in, and that's the whole reason that we did this prank phone call on you. Because my real name is Jeff. I'm a radio host from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
My wife put you up to this.
Yeah, she did. She wanted us to phone tap you, dude.
Oh my God. No, I'm feeling a little stupid right about
you have to admit, that's a great show. The Kid Karens of youth sports.
I don't want to say it's good, but if it didn't involve me and my daughter, yeah, I would probably watch that.
Yeah. All right, we'll sign you up for season 2 then when it airs.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Can you manipulate someone into loving you?
Yes.
Alexis, the answer is no.
Oh, sorry.
Brooke's husband would say yes, but then she gave him a silent, threatening glare and slowly drew her finger across her throat. So he answered no.
What?
Or else.
Wait, no, he doesn't love me, or no, he doesn't?
No, he can't be manipulated into love.
Okay.
There's no way.
Real.
Whatever you say, Brooke.
Yeah, anything you
Thank
want,
you.
Babe.
It just goes to show, if you want true love to blossom, sometimes you got to jumpstart it with a little push.
Oh.
And that's exactly what happened between two of our listeners. Because when they went out, the guy did a little gentle sabotaging to make sure he would definitely see her again.
Okay.
And look what happened. They're coming back months later to give us a romantic second date update.
This is the story that Alexis wants.
Sabotaging works.
You're going to hear it right after this.
Second date update.
Alexis, let me ask you, and just be honest here.
Okay.
Have you ever gone out with a guy just to get something out of him for free?
Oh, like a meal or a coffee? Duh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, why would you even ask?
Sorry, I didn't mean every single time you've ever spoken to a guy. I just meant like once or twice. But sure, for you, Alexis, you didn't think anything of that. You feel like they deserved to pay for your steak dinner and the 14 White Claws just to enjoy the privilege of being next to you.
I am fun company, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. But
that all checks out.
Think about the guy. What is he left with?
A fun night,
yeah.
Thanks to me.
That's what dating is, Jeff.
It's a large credit card bill, too.
Okay.
With nothing to show for it. But one of our listeners, John, says he feels like he may have been used when he went out with a woman the other night, and we're going to try and help him out.
What does he expect? I mean, okay. All right. I mean, what
John,
do you want in
you're
return?
Getting no sympathy from Brooke today. I'm
it's
sorry.
Just like, what do you want in return there, John?
Yeah, why don't you actually hand over your credit card information to us now before we get started, okay?
Yeah, you know, relationship.
You can't guarantee that. Be more fun.
Brooke, can you not judge him? He hasn't even gotten to say hello to us.
It's just like,
John,
come
what's
on.
Up, man?
John?
You scared him away.
You're allowed to talk now, bro.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I've been used, so...
Used for what? What were you used for?
All right, let me back it up.
Yeah, why don't you start from the beginning. Tell us about this woman that you met, how you met her, what her name is, and then lead us into the story.
If you say Alexis, I swear to God.
No one will be
Change
shocked.
My name.
What's her name?
No, you're safe. Her name, I guess her identity is probably safe if I just go with the first name, right? Nikki.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. We're not gonna ask her last name.
We gotta call her, bro. Like that's how this segment works.
Okay, her name is Nikki. And how did you meet her?
Okay, you know, I met her online.
Okay.
Okay.
And was there any red flags, seeing that you think you got used?
I mean, it was cool at first. She's cute. She's not, like, strangely hot where, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't look like a bot, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were having trouble getting together because I have a bad schedule.
Okay.
We're at a casino. I'm in the surveillance room.
Oh, so you have, like, a crazy schedule.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's funny that a guy who works in surveillance thinks he may have gotten scammed.
It is ironic, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your schedule must be hard to, like, find a good time to go out with somebody that you really like. What did you end up doing with Nikki?
So, it was cool. She goes, all right, you come over. I'll make you a nice dinner before you go to work.
Oh,
sweet.
What are you complaining about being scammed about then?
Yeah, bro, this sounds awesome.
And it
sounds amazing.
And she trusts you, right?
Yeah.
Like, because she's inviting you to your place before she's even met you.
Exactly. I thought that was cool. I'm not like a criminal looking guy, so.
I don't think it's looks on that one. Yeah, there's a lot of good looking guys that also you can't trust. But okay. Yeah, sure.
So she invites you over. She opens the door. She tells you, here, put your wallet over here. And then, like,
<You're drained.
laughs> Yeah, not so blatant.
Okay.
It was like salmon and wine.
Oh, hey. Man.
That's classy.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. And then nothing is moving too fast. We're just having a nice dinner. It was a first step. Cool.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have to go to work later, so it's not even like you can have a drink or two.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, it's like nothing's going to happen during that date.
Right, right. But, okay, so we're there, and then she mentions the fact that her bathroom sink is dripping a lot. And she's like, she did the thing where it was like, she mentioned it like twice and stuff.
Oh,
she keeps bringing up that darn sink.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, the sink.
Right.
Okay.
It was like enough of a prompt where I was like, you want me to look at it? She did. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I was happy. Honestly, I was like, cool.
Okay. Are you
it's nice to feel helpful.
Are you a handy guy? Did she know that about you?
Yeah. So I think that's like maybe why she even mentioned it. Because I mentioned that I renovated my place.
Oh, okay. I see where the using, I think, is going to come into play here.
But it may not be using still. She may still be into you and be like, look, while you're here, I don't go on a lot of dates.
Yeah.
Just look for me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so did you go look at the sink?
Yeah, I did, and I fixed it in like 10 minutes. So
that's cool.
Okay. All right. Wasn't anything major. That's
nice. How did the date end? Did you just like fix the sink and you're like, all right, well, work's here, done?
No, I mean, it ended like I thought we were totally vibing. Got the hug, got a kiss, but it was like a restrained kiss. You know, I kind of initiated it. And
Okay. First kisses can be a little awkward.
So she cooked you a meal. She gave you a kiss.
Yeah.
You fixed her sink in like 10 minutes and you feel like that was the scam?
I mean, I'm wondering. I can't help but wonder because I thought the date was good. You know, I texted her again.
Okay, so she's not responding.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what, like, man, maybe she just doesn't like you.
Oh,
like,
so
it doesn't mean that she's using you for the secret.
I'm a scammy guy. I want to give you a to-do list of things to do.
Well, that was quick. Now you have time to go rake the leaves.
It makes it sound like you didn't want to do it as a favor. Like, it just sounds like a friendly favor thing to do. Like, you expected something in return?
No, I mean, it's not like I expected to do something in return, but it comes down to this, right? If she already knew that she's not into me, don't ask me to fix your sink.
Okay.
And don't kiss me.
She
doesn't want to waste her night.
She wouldn't have cooked you a full dinner if she already knew that.
That's a good point.
You know, like she would know.
I mean, if that's what a scam is, I hope that somebody scams me today. I am open for a scam.
I got you so good with that 5-course meal.
Oh,
damn.
Let's find out once and for all. Maybe there is a nugget of truth to this. We're going to call Nikki for you and try and get you a second date update right after this, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, man, hold on.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
To be scammed or not to be scammed? That is the question, because one of our listeners, Noble John, foundeth himself at the apartment of the beautiful and fair Nikki. And during their dining date, she exclaimeth, "Oh, thou noblest of Johns! My sinketh doth leaketh. Can you fix it, perchance? Which he did.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
It was very nice
of him.
Took
him all of 10 minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he went on his way to work because he does the night shift over at the casino inside the surveillance room. Has not heard from Nikki, though, in 8 days.
Yeah. Wow.
Why aren't you guys applauding the performance that I had, the Shakespearean?
Did you need more?
I mean, you quit halfway. You switched your normal voice.
Well, I only had a small role in it, but still. Anyway, John feels like maybe Nikki took advantage of his handyman skills and had planned on using him for free plumbing work the entire time.
But it's not free, John. She paid for the salmon. That's expensive.
We don't know that she paid for that salmon.
Oh, you think she used a fisherman to get
her? Could have been. She's just using men all over town.
At that point, good on her. That's
time is money. She cooked the salmon. Yeah. Okay?
That is true.
She put an effort for this.
I mean, you didn't text her anything like, hey, are you using me or anything like that?
That's a good point.
No, I'm not like texting her accusations and stuff. I'm just like, hey, what did I say? I was like,
it's okay. We don't have to read all the texts that you sent to her, but you've tried to reach out and she's not responding back, and that's enough for us to give her a call.
Yeah.
Let's
find out once and for all whether or not she's a scammer.
I don't think she's a scammer. If you're going to do something nice for someone, then you shouldn't expect anything in return. That's the nice part. Mm. Do you see what I'm saying, Jeff?
Yeah. Don't do nice things for other people. No. I hear you. That's okay. Let's just call. That's the nice thing we're going to do for John
today.
Okay,
we'll do that.
Maybe, John, you can get us back when we're done, all right? Here we go. I'm dialing it right now.
Come fix our sinks.
Hello.
Hey, is this Nikki?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Nikki. I apologize for the weird call that we're pushing you into here, but you're on the radio right now.
Oh, hey, Nikki.
Did I win something?
Well,
I mean, you could at the end of this.
You want a free salmon?
Not at this moment. What we're doing is something called a second date update. And that's a segment where we try and help out listeners who've gone out with someone and they're not getting a call back afterwards to help them figure out why.
Who did you say you were again?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning is the name of the show.
That's not what she asked. She asked who I was.
Yeah. She wants to know who the stars are.
I think she meant who are you in the room.
No,
Jeffrey.
She meant me. I'm Jeff. And I would like to ask you about a date you went on 8 days ago with a guy named John.
Did you say John?
Yeah.
John.
That you cooked him dinner? God. You cooked him a lovely salmon dinner, he said.
Yeah, I did. I did. I went on a date with John.
Right.
Yeah.
We heard that you made him dinner and you guys hung out right before he had to go to his work, his like night shift. Mm-hmm. He says that you haven't responded to any of his texts in the last 8 days. And I'm just going to be honest. He says he feels like he was used by you.
Oh, we're going to go
for scammed even.
Wait, if he thinks he's being scammed, I mean, he's not, I think. I was the one being scammed.
Oh, no way. That's a statement I didn't expect to hear from you. Wait, you think you're being scammed by him?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Why?
We know that he fixed your sink.
That's
apparently
what he thinks he was being used for.
He feels like you knew that he's good at being like a handy guy, and so you invited him over just for that.
What? No, and also like he thinks he fixed my sink, but I tried it out and it was fine.
Okay.
And then we were ending the date and he goes to leave and then he's like, can I go to the bathroom real fast? And I was like, okay. And then later on that night, I go to the bathroom and the sink's like broken. Like the hot water isn't turning on.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I mean, the weird part about it was that later on, he started texting me like, hey, if you have any other problems, like I'm totally there for you. I'll come around and fix it.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, but why would she have more problems? It's like, I think she's saying he's using it as an excuse. It's like the classic, like, girl leaves, you know, coat at said man's house. Like, he breaks her sink so that, right? Is that what you're thinking, Nikki?
Yeah, he, like, fixed it, and then he purposely unfixed it to invite himself back into my house.
Oh, man.
That's brilliant.
The oldest plumber trick in the book. I don't know if that's true, though.
I mean, it's kind of a stretch. He thinks that you're scamming him. You think that he's scamming you.
Maybe it means you're meant for each other. Two scam artists on the one date.
They scam each other.
Or not scam artists.
I never scammed him. I invited him over for dinner.
Yeah, totally. I'm on your side.
Well, let's find out for sure because we do have John on the other line who's been listening to this entire conversation secretly.
Oh, What? No. Oh, no.
Another scam.
But don't you want to know, John?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm here. Hey.
What's going on with the sink, dude?
That's a big accusation that she laid down there, John.
Did you mess with the sink before you left?
I mean, hold on.
Dude.
That's hesitation.
A little light, cute sabotage.
Oh my God.
I knew it. I knew that that was the case. And you left me there with no hot water. Like, you made my life worse by doing it.
She had to wash her hands in cold water. Can you imagine?
Hey, if you would have invited me back the next day, it would have been fixed.
Oh, God.
That's ridiculous, bro.
And it's kind of romantic when you put it that way.
God, is there like a string of women out there with plumbing issues because of you?
No. Usually it's the thermostat. No, I'm joking.
It's really hard to believe you, John.
It's a good joke.
Maybe, Nikki, does that make you feel special that out of all the women he's dated, you're the only person sink that he has sabotaged? He wants to come back that
cute
badly.
Cute sabotage. Not
very cute sab.
I mean, he's breaking things instead of fixing them, and I had to call my neighbor and, like, inconvenience people because of him.
Now other people are involved.
Oh, man, John.
Nikki, you don't have to call your neighbor. I live close.
John, do you not feel bad?
No, I don't feel bad. I fixed the main problem. You don't have a leak anymore.
It was just turning a knot. I mean, would you blame a woman for purposely leaving something at a guy's house? Would you call her a bad person for doing that?
I mean, if she called the radio station and accused the guy of using her first, I would call her a kind of a crappy person. Yeah, Jeff, I would.
Hold on. Everybody's like painting me as the bad guy suddenly.
You did turn off her hot water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just barely.
So, Nikki, I mean, it's really up to you. Could you find it in your heart to forgive him for just doing a little cute sabotage because he really wanted to see you that badly one more time?
Yeah.
Could you see that and maybe give him one more chance? He is kind of funny.
We did have a good time.
What? This is crazy.
Come on, Nikki. Maybe it looks in a certain light that I did something less than above board, but come on.
Come on.
How can you say no to this romantic?
You know what? Life's too short. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You made the right choice.
She wants a little extra punishment in her life. My God. Good for you, you two.
Don't invite him back to your house or ever let him look on your car.
Did he just scam us for a date?
Yes, he did.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, it took some convincing.
Oh, my goodness.
But we got Nikki to agree to give John one more chance. And now, look what happened. Months later, here we are doing an update with the cute saboteurs themselves.
I know. I want to know who's scamming who this time.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
We're doing okay. The question is, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, are you both on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, there's John. Okay. John's staying quiet.
He sounds scared. Yeah. John, are you guys dating? What's going on?
So after we talked on the phone and you all told me to give him a second chance, something really funny ended up happening.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so he got tickets to a show, he picked me up, and it was awesome. Like, we had a great time.
Oh, okay. That's a good review, John. Good job, man.
Yeah, you know, I get results.
Okay.
That's John's guarantee. Okay.
All of a sudden, when we got back to my place, I'm like doing the dishes and stuff, and then my garbage disposal decides to just break down.
John.
No way.
Did you break something else?
No. That has nothing to do with me.
Oh.
And moreover, I came and fixed it.
Oh, you're a hero.
Sounds like you knew exactly what was wrong with it.
Yeah. But I'm like, every single time that something breaks down now, you know, I'm always going to be wondering if he totally did that so he could come over.
I mean, if you're dating, I think you can hang out whenever he just wants. I don't think he needs to do that.
That's a good point.
So now that's like the running joke between you guys that if anything ever breaks down, down.
I'm always on your
cloud. I'm going to start running out of appliances.
Yeah. Your tire goes flat on the freeway. Yeah. Like, Jonathan.
My brakes went out again.
Airbags didn't deploy.
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing good then.
That's great, guys.
You guys are happy?
Yeah, we're still dating, and it's been going great.
Yay.
Well, keep us updated on your budding relationship if your phone doesn't break down because Jonathan sabotaged it. But it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you've been trying and struggling to get yourself a new job, this might be the clever resume hack that you've been missing.
Oh my God, are we going to change someone's life right now?
One woman says it got her an interview in the first 24 hours. Plus, the viral fast food order you're not going to see on the menu, but people are going crazy over it because it's making them all pucker. In a good way. You're going to hear it when we play the audio coming up in a brand new... I don't know about you guys, but I am sick and tired of this dumb public feud between Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Bro, I was talking about this last night on my
stream. Jose talks about it all the time.
It is getting annoying, though.
But
seriously.
There's good songs out of it.
There is, actually.
We're over it. Have you heard the latest low blow by Kendrick telling Drake he's so low he wouldn't even be featured on... We're in radio. We will feature literally anybody if it fills our 7 minutes of allotted talk time.
It's almost as dark as the other accusations he's been making.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So let's get away from the darkness and get right into your first TikTok click shock, which is from a woman named Cammie Petten, who got close to 600,000 followers after her video went viral.
Okay.
And it's all because of her resume hack.
Oh.
TikTokers are calling this brilliant because it all hinges on the fact that a lot of companies are now using AI programs to filter out job candidates.
Oh my God, it's wild. So I had a friend who worked at a huge software company and she said you don't even see the resumes. It's like it goes through a computer where they just, the computer looks for the keywords.
Right. Oh. And so the question is, how do you beat the AI computer to get your resume approved?
Oh, dang.
Here's the trick.
A lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them. The problem there is that AI will say you're not a good fit if the formatting isn't AI friendly. Sorry, I don't know how to make a resume AI friendly. Step one, you are going to highlight the entire job description and you are going to copy it, then paste it onto your resume. Then you're going to make that text super tiny and in white ink so it's not visible to the human eye, but to AI, it's still... sees it and it reads every keyword that is there. So your resume looks like it's a great fit.
Oh my God, that is genius.
It's like adding hashtags to your resume.
So if you missed it, Cammie says copy the entire job description.
Yes.
Paste it somewhere on your resume in the tiniest invisible font so the AI can read it because it's looking to match the keywords.
Yes.
But a human, when they see your resume, won't be able to see that.
Because it's white on white. Oh my God. That
so
is
smart.
Honestly, it is so smart.
And someone commented, this actually works. I've applied to over 1,000 jobs in the last year, barely heard back from any of them. I tried this hack yesterday, and this morning I already have an interview lined up.
Hey.
Well, it's like these companies get hundreds of thousands of applications in. Yeah. Like, they have to have a filter system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, it's so smart.
But if that's too complicated for you, just apply to radio. Because literally, we take anybody.
I don't think we actually need a resume.
Yeah.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo!
And I'm sure one of my co-hosts has seen this because the video got almost 17 million views.
Whoa.
And it's sparking some interesting conversations. But basically, it asks women a hypothetical question. Would you rather be stuck out in a forest with a man or with a bear?
We'll not talk about this.
Now,
go ahead.
This TikToker was asking random women out on the streets of London, and here's how they answered.
With a bear. Well, I've heard about bears. They don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
Oh my God.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but
definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there. A bear.
I would say a man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we got one sticking up for men. The majority of British women, though, would rather be stuck with the bear.
Yeah, that's because they don't have grizzlies in England. Okay. Yeah. If they've got grizzlies over there, they would know how scary those things are.
Yeah, wow. They got cute little cuddly bears.
They've got Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
All right.
They got Paddington Bear over at Paddington Station.
They do have the best bears I never thought of.
Yes. Really,
that's why.
The adorable one.
And I don't even really think it's a fear thing. I think it's that women would rather be bear-splained to than mansplained to.
There's so many answers.
They're less annoying than men are.
I mean, you're less likely to get lost in the woods if you're with a bear than if you're with a man.
They could, like, hunt the food for you and everything. You know a man's not going to do that.
I'm telling you, Rachel, I recognize that tree. We took a left at that tree, and I will not ask for directions.
I had a situation last week where I was with both.
Oh.
Man and bear.
I mean, I was thinking there is a type of bear that I wouldn't, you know.
I don't want to go into details of what happened, but let's just say I wasn't running away.
Oh, yeah, that one also bites a little bit.
Why is there also a cave involved? Yes.
That was a TikTok click shot.
Why does it work so well?
Yeah. We're going to go to your final.
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Which is from a woman who goes by Mississippi Meemaw.
Oh, hey, my goodness. Okay. Well, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you know she's fun. She just got 3.6 million views on her video where she posted a clip after going through a Sonic drive-thru.
Oh, I love Sonic.
She has a unique order that's been blowing people's minds. Hmm. I'll just let Mississippi Meemaw explain it.
Do y'all like pickles? Do y'all like Dr. Pepper? Well, come on with Meemaw, because Meemaw finna show you something.
There's a Sonic. This is
Spider-Man.
Take your order, please.
Yes, ma'am. I need to get a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
All right. We got a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, you're going to see the cherries up there, ma'am, and that's going to be your pickles, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and you have a great day today. We have a total of 362.
And don't knock it till you try it. There's a lot of people that do drink this. Did you hear her the way she took my order? I'm not the only person that's ever ordered this, babe.
Oh my God, Jeff just handed me a picture.
I'm showing everybody a picture of the Dr. Pepper with actual pickles in it.
So normally at Sonic, they put cherries in your soda, but like they're doing pickles.
There's a way to kick it up a notch. Some people are calling it the Dr. Pepper pucker.
Oh.
I can see that.
I'm totally against it. Yeah, it may like cut some of the sweet.
I feel like people who like pickles always love drinking pickle juice, pickle backs, pickle everything.
You guys are down to drink some Dr. Pepper with pickles in it?
I actually am.
You know, she says this is apparently really common where she is.
Wow.
Somebody else commented, though, they've worked at Sonic for over 20 years, never heard any customer ordering this before.
Yeah, but where was your Sonic? I mean, that's true. Yeah. You know?
It was in the South.
One of the most popular comments was from a woman who said, "Y'all gotta go to Whataburger and get yourself a witch doctor.
Oh.
That's a mix of all the sodas from the fountain in one big cup with a giant pickle in the middle. Witch doctor."
Huh. Okay. I mean, we used to call all the sodas a different thing that isn't very PC anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Garbage can?
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that.
Those are your...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Stories for the day. Remember, you can always check out our TikTok page at Brooke and Jeffrey and go see our videos there.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooks! Fox!
Oh my God, guess who's having a baby in July?
Oh,
not me. Not me. No way. Done with that.
Brooke, do you have any guess on who it could be?
I'm guessing it's the caller on the phone right now.
Yeah, who is that?
Rebecca.
Oh, it's not Rebecca.
Taylor.
No! Okay, 200 more guesses. Go.
Maria.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you. It's Kira.
Kira.
Kira's having a baby boy in July.
How are you feeling, Kira?
Very pregnant.
Yeah. It's only going to get worse before it gets better.
Now,
buddy.
We're not going to suggest any baby names for you, but Brooke is going to tell you the number one piece of mom advice.
Just love them.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh.
That's all you need. Honestly,
that's the same advice you gave me last time. Yep. So.
Wow.
That's all you gotta do. Really?
Just love them?
Yep.
They just gotta
love.
So easy.
That's a cop out
answer
for sure.
You don't gotta feed them or talk to them.
No, I hate. Kid, I hate parent
advice. Whoa, clip that, clip that.
Clip
I hate
it.
Kid advice / parent advice, especially when it's unsolicited.
Yeah. Brooke loves it when you do this. By the way, I hear they're just like dogs. Yeah. It's the same, right?
Sure.
People all right. Say that all
Brooke time. Is going to leave the studio for a second, Kira. Let's go over the answer, or let's go over the rules.
Yeah,
I would love to go over the
almost had to do it.
Sure. No, we got to go over the rules first. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat her outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
I think so. Let's do this.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Today is National Moscato Day. Is Moscato a dessert, a drink, or a Venezuelan holiday?
It's a drink.
What bird is the central symbol in the Hunger Games books and movies?
Mockingbird.
Bluto, Wimpy, and Sweet Pea are all characters from what old cartoon?
Pass.
A bramble bush has what fruit growing in it?
Pass.
The Larry O'Brien Trophy is awarded to the champions in what sport?
Basketball.
Excluding Pluto, what's the smallest planet in our solar system?
Uranus.
Here is on top of her game. All right. Now, Brooke's going to come back into the studio here, and I know that you're having a baby, Kira, but let's just pretend that you and I are dating.
Oh, careful. My husband's listening.
Let him watch, because I'm taking you to the nicest Applebee's in all of town.
Wow.
And as how did you know I love Applebee's?
Because Daddy knows everything.
Now
Daddy wants to ask you, what does an ideal Saturday look like for you in the summertime?
You know, it would be sitting outside if the temperature's right and, having a burger.
Icing her pregnant ankles.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, you know what? My ankles have not done much of anything. They are not swollen or anything, so I'm feeling pretty okay. I don't even look pregnant from the front, just the side.
So. That is a talent.
Pregnant from the side.
Oh, it's getting hotter and hotter, Jeff.
You are so funny, Kira.
Check, please. My goodness.
Get out of here.
Brooke.
Okay. Yeah,
right. Your time starts now. Today is National Moscato Day. Mm. Is Moscato a dessert, a drink, or a Venezuelan holiday?
No. Drink.
Oh. What bird is the central symbol in the Hunger Games books and movies?
Is it a phoenix?
Bluto, Wimpy, and Sweet Pea are all characters from what old cartoon?
Popeye?
A bramble bush has what fruit growing in it?
Blackberries?
The Larry O'Brien Trophy is awarded to the champions in what sport?
Race cars.
Excluding Pluto, what is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Mercury?
Oh, you're not as funny as Kira
is.
All right. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
She's a human! Leave her alone!
Bolaños.
Kira! You got 3 correct today. Good job!
Pretty good.
Nice. All
right,
work,
I'll take
Kira.
It.
It was a good job. And Brooke is 4!
Oh, my
God. We're going to do it to a pregnant woman again, Brooke. Yeah. Sorry about that, Kira.
I think you were doing it,
yeah.
But not me.
Yeah, you was.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. It's National Moscato Day. Moscato is a type of drink. It's an Italian wine. The central symbol in the Hunger Games is a bird known as a mockingjay.
Oh,
we gave
yeah.
that to her. She said mockingbird.
I remember that.
We're very lenient. Bluto, Wimpy, and Sweet Pea are all characters from Popeye the Sailor Man. A bramble bush grows blackberries on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as a blackberry bush.
So good.
Larry O'Brien Trophy is awarded to the champions in basketball. Mm. It is the NBA trophy. And excluding Pluto, smallest planet in our solar system, Brooke did have it. It was Mercury.
But not as funny.
No.
No. And harder to say.
Yeah.
Now, Mercury. Kira, it wasn't enough to beat Brooke today, but just for playing, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see comedian Hans Kim perform on May 25th at the Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. And one quick thing.
Yeah.
Jose, I was the pregnant Wonder Woman at Comic-Con.
Oh my God.
That's
cute. You are so nice. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, Kira.
Thanks.
You're welcome back on the show anytime, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We're going to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.